Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Olson, and she is the registered dietitian at Hy-Vee. Good morning to you, Beth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, Beth, I've been seeing some of the things you've been doing, and in terms of, well, I guess anything that relates to food you're interested in.
That's right, I certainly am, especially nutritious food.
Yes. So that kind of just goes right into you're interested in people's health.
I certainly am. I've always kind of grown up caring about nutrition and health and how it impacts performance, whether that's in school or sports and just everyday life. And so that's what I decided to go to school for. And so that's why I'm now a registered dietitian.
And you have lots of answers to many questions and great ideas for food prep and that sort of thing. In a little bit, we're going to mention how people can get that from you. But one of the questions I had relate to, well, I'm going to just sort of say grains, because we know corn, wheat, oats, rice. But in the news, there's been a number of new, well, they're not new, but new to people in the United States, I think.
Certainly. And ancient grains is kind of a buzzword right now. And it's not anything new, you're correct, but maybe more new to our taste buds or something we haven't tried before. Just a great way to get extra nutrients that we don't just get from our regular grains that we'd eat every day here in the Midwest. And it's definitely something new to try in your family's diet. And who knows, maybe you'll like it even better than the old stuff.
And there's one of those, I think, begins with a Q. And how do you say that?
That's pronounced quinoa. And I hear it pronounced a lot of different ways, but quinoa is the correct saying.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that when you look at it. It took me a while to finally get to the point of saying that correctly. So how do we use quinoa?
Quinoa actually just cooks up just like rice would. So 1 cup of quinoa to 2 cups of liquid, just like rice. It's quick, it's easy. You can rinse it before. It has saponins on it, which is just a natural bitter substance that helps it protect against just animals in the wild. And so some people rinse it, but most of our quinoa here in the U.S. has already been pre-rinsed, so you don't have to, but you certainly can, because you don't want that bitter taste to turn your family off if it hasn't been pre-washed. But you just put it in a sieve and then rinse it off, and when the water's clear, it's fine. And then you cook it up and enjoy. So it really takes on whatever flavor you want it to, whether it's breakfast and you put some cinnamon and apples in it, or if it's a side dish in the evening and you can make it a little more hearty. You can add anything to it, and it just takes on whatever flavor you add to it.
So in that way, if we're familiar with using rice, then maybe we can think quinoa, use something new and kind of substitute. And I'm thinking soup is a great way to use a lot of these grains.
Certainly. Instead of adding noodles, you could, or rice to a soup, you could have, you know, instead of like chicken and wild rice soup, you could have chicken and quinoa soup, certainly. Quinoa actually comes in different colors too. White's typically the most common color you'll see on the shelves here in the grocery store, but there's black and there's red, and sometimes you'll see them mixed in all different colors, but white's really kind of the most common. They all have pretty similar flavor profiles. The black's a little earthier, but otherwise they're pretty similar in taste and texture as well.
And so if we wanted to come try this, where do we look for it in the grocery aisle?
It's in aisle 2 here at Hy-Vee, just in where you'd find your other rice and that kind of thing. And we have a whole line of ancient grains too, so you can try all sorts of different grains as well. Or we have different packages with different seasonings and flavors and nuts and spices, all sorts of things you can try.
So mention a few of the other ancient grains.
We have farro, quinoa, bulgur. We have different kinds of rice that you've probably never seen or tried before. We have different brown rice varieties, just all sorts of things, really.
So it's sort of an exciting thing, I think, to see that maybe because we're becoming more global in a lot of different ways, that's how we've sort of learned that maybe there's some good things that we don't know about. So let's talk about a little more about bulgur. What does that look like?
I'm not as familiar with bulgur.
But, well, you know, that's something we can use in soups and so on, just like the other grains.
Certainly, and bulgur's going to cook up very easily as well. But just, again, more nutrition, something else I'd try adding to your palate.
All right. Another one that I guess I don't think of as a grain, but I hear people talking about it in terms of smoothies and breakfast and so on, is chia seeds?
Yes, certainly. You're right. It's not a grain, but a lot of people do use it. I've seen people use it in baking and smoothies. Some people put it on top of a salad to get a nice little crunch. Again, chia seeds don't really have a flavor to them, so it's kind of nice. It's more of a texture thing. If you're a texture person, the texture might bother you, but just a great way to get extra protein and fiber into your day. If you have some problems with cholesterol, you know, the extra fiber can help maybe get rid of some of that cholesterol circulating in your body. So just a good staple to add. Just a tablespoon or two a day is plenty. So the big bag lasts a really long time.
Okay. What about when I'm talking about seeds, I'm thinking flax seeds.
Yep, and you can certainly do flaxseed as well. Whether you do flaxseed whole or if you do like the flaxseed meal, so it's ground, you're going to get different benefits out of it. A whole flaxseed is going to give you the fiber benefits, versus if it's ground, you're going to get some of those omega-3 heart-healthy fats out of it. So it kind of depends which benefit you want out of it. But, you know, chia seed's kind of the best of both worlds with that. It has the heart health benefits with the omega-3 heart-healthy fats, and it also has the fiber too.
And you mentioned that some people use it in baking. Not a lot of people make bread, but I'm thinking I have a bread recipe that I add flax seed mm-hmm. to. I could just as well add chia seeds to it also.
You could. It does. I've noticed in my baked goods it makes them a little drier, so you might want to add some more water because the chia seed kind of swells up and soaks up some of that extra liquid. So I would add some sort of an extra liquid to it unless you want a drier product.
Okay. Yep. So can you think of any other seeds we haven't talked about that's there on the shelf that go, oh, maybe I should check that out?
Oh, any other seeds. Well, just any, you know, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, any kind of those that are unsalted, I would do choose the unsalted over the salted. But any of those can just be a good way to get some extra fiber, some extra protein, some good heart-healthy fats to your day, too. So,
okay, and so all of the things that you've mentioned here really are related to good health. Have you had response from people in terms of flavor? You've mentioned several of them don't have much flavor, so you use them anyhow, but anything results from people, reactions from people that relate to flavors of any of these kinds of things we've been talking about?
You know, just personally, I think that flaxseed has a little nuttier flavor to it, so I notice the flaxseed when I put it in products. But you know, flavor, a lot of the products that I've talked about take on whatever flavor you want it to. Quinoa, for example, I've made it like oatmeal in the morning, and then I've also used quinoa to crust chicken breast and make a chicken parmesan dish. So, you know, if the flavor's not a big deal and it adapts to any flavor you want, I think it's certainly a good staple to add mm-hmm. to your diet.
Okay. Now, you said you have recipes. We said you would answer questions. Let's talk about some ways that people can find your recipes, the ways people can contact you.
Certainly. The Hy-Vee.com website is an excellent source. Every week they put up new menus, whether you just want a general healthy evening meal or if you need a weight loss meal or heart-healthy meal, any of those you can find different. They substitute what you should watch out for you, which is nice. So you can find evening meal ideas there. So if you get home from work and you're not sure what to cook, that's a great way. And it typically goes with whatever's on sale in the ad, which is nice to save our pennies too. You can also find all of the recipes we've ever had in Hy-Vee land, you know, whether that's an appetizer or a smoothie or a salad, breads, desserts, anything in between. You can find all of those on Hy-Vee.com. And if you need maybe a gluten-free one or you need a heart-healthy one, you can specify what you need for your family, which is really convenient. And also, I get recipes every single month. So if you love recipe cards, or I've had some people come and ask for all of them, and they want to give them away as a gift. And so they make a little recipe book out of them, which is kind of neat. So if you want recipes, I certainly have a lot on hand too. Just getting a hold of me by calling the Atlantic Hy-Vee number or just emailing me at bolson@hyvee.com is another way too.
Okay, you're out there. And you're also at the store usually Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, but you might want to call ahead just to make sure if you want to meet Beth, if you haven't met her, have your question. And if you see something on the shelf that people have a question about, they should just kind of be sure that they contact you.
Certainly. And I love questions. So please find somebody that can, you know, another Hy-Vee employee, if you don't see me walking around, and have them come find me or page me. Because I love questions. And if I don't know the answer, I'll certainly find it for you and get a hold of you.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Beth Olson, who is a dietitian at Hy-Vee, registered dietitian. And until next time, let's think global food.